Just seen a brilliant tweet from Nick Underhill. I don't know if you've seen it at all. He just said, if anybody was on the fence about signing up for my site, please do so, because I've got no idea what I'm going to write about that today.
What's up, Houdet Nation? Thanks for joining us on the Instant Reaction show. It's such an instant reaction. We're actually starting the recording before 6 p.m. That's how instant this game was. It wasn't really an instant classic, but with the situation involved, this is just a weird, weird game. We knew it was going to be weird, and it played out that way. So I'm not sure exactly what we have to say about it, but we'll have a few thoughts, I'm sure.
Murray, present.
I'll be your host, Jason, on this little show. I don't have a number. Just didn't want to drink too much today. Just, you know, drank a lot during the LSU's games last night, so excited to do much today. But joining us on the show today, we've got across the pond, Mr. James Baker. James, how you doing?
Oh, I'm not bad, not bad. I'm very, very happy for the early finish, early-ish finish. Just before midnight here, so a lot earlier to bed than I was expecting, to be honest.
Yep, me too. Next we got Scott here. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Very strange game, like you said. Kind of expected with the Denver quarterback situation, but came out with the W, so that's, I guess, all that matters.
All right, and finally, we've got the host of the Dome Patrol Zone taking the over, Mr. Billy Gunn. How you doing, Gunn?
Doing good, man. I don't have a number. You might hear my lighter going here at some point during the show, but other than that, I'm happy. I'm happy with the win. Happy with a few aspects of the performance. Happy for the defense, and excited that we are now 9-2.
Yep, eight straight wins now. I guess being a Saints fan, there was a little nervousness going to the game. It's like, man, is this really going to be as easy as it seems? You know, it's just history of being a Saints fan. And it really was. I mean, it really was as easy as we thought it was going to be.
Of course it was. Anybody who's nervous about this game is just freaking crazy.
Scott?
I am me. I am freaking crazy because I was a bit nervous about this game going in. Just being a Saints fan for so long, it's – you know, you just kind of never know. It would be so prototypical Saints for us to lose this game. But that's the old Saints. This is the new Saints and came out with a W. So
there was no way. There was no way we were going to lose this game. There's just no way that we were going to lose this game today.
Especially not when you saw, you know, like they didn't – the whole – they didn't even – the first snap was one of the running backs. It wasn't even the guy that was going to play, quote-unquote, quarterback during the game, and they're just pounding the, you know, the Wildcat straight running. I'm like, that's not going to work against the best run defense in football. It's just not. You may get a play there here or two, but unless you can throw the ball, there's just no way they're going to be able to move the ball.
And it was so much fun to watch. Every time they drop back to pass, like, you could just cue up the Benny Hill music. It was a circus. It really leads you to see the difference between NFL caliber talent. And I mean, these guys had no time to study any playbook. You know, I think they were 0-for-1 on successfully doing a traditional handoff. The one time they tried that, where they did a handoff, not as an RPO or Wildcat type of thing, they tripped over each other's feet. I mean, it was. There's never any doubt. The only question was where they're going to cover 16.5. They did. So,
yeah, and again with the protocols in place, it's not like they could have even. It was so late in the game they couldn't even have actual practice plays with him. They were just put in an awful crazy situation. Now, as a Saints fan, you know, I don't care. It's like your quarterbacks didn't wear masks. Sorry. Like,
yeah,
you know, yeah,
you know, they had mentioned on a pregame show, and I don't remember who he plays for, but like Jake Fromm, they keep him completely separate from all the other quarterbacks, just in case something like this happens. It's
Tennessee,
like,
I think that is.
Is it Tennessee? Yeah. You know, they keep one quarterback separate from all the other ones. It's kind of like, you know, how they keep somebody out of the State of the Union, you know, designated survivor in case the building gets blown up. You know, it's kind of the same thing. You just got to be smart about it, especially with COVID going on. So, you know, it wasn't the prettiest game, but, you know, Taysom didn't wow anybody, but he really didn't need to. You know, it's kind of like me and Jace were talking. It's kind of like a preseason game. You know, it's, you don't need to show a lot. You know, everything's going to be pretty vanilla. You're going to run a few plays here and there, but, you know, once you score some points, you really don't need a whole lot. They scored 3 points, you know? So, you know, it's funny on Twitter, a lot of people are, you know, saying, oh, the Denver quarterback, you know, I give him props. It's hard to be a quarterback in the NFL. And, you know, this is just proving how hard it is to be a quarterback in the NFL. And then the very next tweet, they're like, oh, well, Taysom sucks. Which is it? Is it hard to be a quarterback in the NFL, or does Taysom suck? You know,
I mean, you can also have both. I mean, he looks shaky. I mean, and that's the weird thing, too, about this game. Like, what can you actually take away from this game, knowing how simplified everything was? You know, not that they weren't trying, because clearly the Saints were trying, but it's just the weirdness of the game. It's hard.
When the coaches look at the film on Taysom in passing situations, it's not going to be pretty. He's not going to grade out well. When Taysom was doing what Taysom does, you know, just as a running weapon, he looked fantastic. But this game will not be kind to him on those traditional pass plays when they look at the film, because there was a lot of indecision, and I think he made some mistakes. He could have thrown some guys up. There's a lot of things that could have happened that didn't, you know.
Yeah, and that's something we noticed at the start of last week's game. A lot of just like he was just scared. He's scared to throw it in there, and then by the time he does make the read and he throws it, you know, the window's gone. I mean, that's why it is very difficult in the NFL. Like, those windows are so short and they close so quickly. You got to be ready and just let it fly. And like, again, it's only the second start. It's hard. Yeah. He just seemed very hesitant.
And it, you know, it's probably one of those things where I don't want to make a mistake. And, you know, the only way that we could lose that game is if he made mistakes and threw pick sixes. You know, so he just didn't want to pull the trigger on that.
That's how they got their 3 points.
Yeah. Exactly how they got their 3 points.
Without that, it would have been a shutout.
Yeah.
Well,
Saints,
it's
you know,
third
the defense,
game out of the last four where we haven't conceded the touchdown.
Yes. Yep. One touchdown in the last four games. So the defense is, you know, we talked about in the past, is looking really good. You know, today kind of, you know, it's hard to judge today just because you're playing a team that doesn't have a quarterback, but, you know, they looked good.
Yeah, today was a little snack for the defense. They, you know, they got a little treat, and their numbers will probably be, their rankings will probably reflect that they're the number one defense in the NFL after the smoke clears this week.
Yeah, especially after the passing.
Negative passing yards.
I mean, they completed one pass.
And two to us.
Yeah, and two to us, which could have been two more. I mean, we dropped two picks.
Didn't Latavius Murray run for more yards than the Denver Broncos got in the entire game?
He ran for 123. Yeah. They had 100 rushing yards and 13 receiving yards. So, yes.
Murray, present.
So that's the thing. That's the big thing to take from today for me is banged up offensive line. And look at the performance in the running game. I mean, Kamara was okay. He just doesn't look fit to me at the moment at all. But Murray was really good. We were getting big gains on most of the running plays. You know, Denver have got a good defense.
Yeah, I mean, our first couple drives, it was a struggle. You know, Denver's defense isn't Atlanta's defense. Much better.
Yeah, definitely much better than Atlanta's defense. And, of course, we say that, you know, Atlanta beat the shit out of the Raiders today, 43-6. So,
God, that was a surprising score right there.
I mean, you know,
what the fuck do we know? Hopefully it gives them a false sense of security and they come out.
Does that not show how good our defense is then after last week?
It would seem that way.
But it makes you kind of, I mean, we're a different defense than we were when we played the Raiders the first, you know, at the beginning of the season. I mean, it's like night and day. So,
I mean, that's five games where the defense has been really good now, so I don't think it's a fluke.
No, it's not a fluke. They're the best defense in the NFL right now. They no one can run on them, and we've got talent in the defensive back. You're going to give up big plays in the secondary. Every team is, but I'd take our defense over anybody.
Yeah, definitely the way they're playing. Yeah. So, I mean, one sad takeaway Scott just talked about, and that's kind of what we were worried about. I mean, that's a big deal in the grand scheme of things, but the 100-yard rushing streak, knowing that all Denver was going to be able to do was rush. And we held them for the longest time, and I think they had a couple, like a run or two at the end of the damn game to get back up to 100 yards rushing.
Yeah, but I think the record is for a single person to rush for 100 yards.
Record is for individual rusher. Individual
it's individual rusher for 100 yards. Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was a team.
No.
Okay. All right. Never mind. Then carry on. All right.
I mean, if it was a whole team not giving up 100 yards for 54 games, that would be ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I guess in the hoopla, it's like as it kind of growing and growing and growing, I've just translated that from player to team. It's like, damn, it's pretty negative.
Freeman had 50 yards. That was the closest.
Okay. All right. Well, I feel better about that. There was the one injury. We had two injuries, but the one big one to Jenkins really didn't look great. I mean, he walked off. It wasn't, not like he had to come out on a cart or anything. But
just hope his knee, I hope it's, he didn't tear anything or might be a sprain or something. It kind of helps. Well, I mean, we're going against the Falcons next week, so. If we needed to rest him, I guess that would be, and then the Eagles the week after.
Yeah, Julio didn't play this week, did he?
No,
Julio did not play. He'll play next week. I guarantee Julio.
Guaranteed.
100%. No Julio, no Todd Gurley either this week, and they still won pretty good.
They'll both play next week for sure. So, but yeah, it's just a weird game. Were there any other injuries that?
I mean, Callaway, they said, left the game. He didn't come back in. But it also got to a point, once we were up two touchdowns, it's like, all right, let's just, can we end the game right now just so nobody gets hurt? Let's just, the Broncos aren't going to score. Let's just find a way to get out of here with intact. At that point, that was a little important.
As I said, it was probably the least fun. Bought the most boring game that I've watched as a Saints fan for the last 4 years. Just nothing was happening, was it? There was nothing going on. But do you know what? Every now and again, it's nice to have one of those, especially when you win 31-3.
But even sometimes you get a blowout. It's just fun because you're just tacking it on and tacking on. This, it was just like, okay, there was a weird. Almost can't describe, just a weird kind of whatever. Like, just not into it. Like, it's almost like I could have fallen asleep on the couch and I wouldn't have cared.
Exactly.
It was just weird. Yeah. Just weird.
It was a weird game. Very weird game.
I mean, and of course, I'm sure you'll get the takes tomorrow. Oh, the NBA, the NFL, that was a shitty product they put on the field. That shouldn't have happened. But, maybe it should. Maybe they should have given them a day. But like I said, fuck Denver. Win's a win. I'll take a win over whoever, as long as it's a win and I'll get another. It helps us for the playoff seeding and whatnot.
Yeah,
what the league
9-2, still number one seed.
Yep.
And I think what the league did to Denver, I think the way that the league handled this, this should be the beginning and the end of penalties, as far as when teams make a mistake or their own negligence leads to these types of things, they can play their games. Don't find them. Don't take draft picks. Don't do all this weird arbitrary stuff. Just play the games, and that should be the beginning and the end of the sentence for these types of things.
And that's kind of, it seems like, look, as of now, the Ravens Steelers game is on, and the Ravens have how many I think they're up to maybe 18 or 19 players that got it, but it all stems from, like, a coach broke protocols, and then they got it. So it's like, well, you know, like, it sucks, but it's kind of your own fault.
Of course,
we got the news, you know, before the game that the Saints are being fined and getting forfeited a draft pick for celebrating, and, you know, it's just so stupid. The NFL, the inconsistency of the NFL with COVID is just fucking ridiculous and asinine.
And it's not just COVID. I mean, the NFL is that way with almost everything. There's never any consistency with anything.
I mean, everybody's playing by different rules. Every team is playing by different rules.
You know, they're throwing these fines around and doing the mask mandates for optics, when at the end of the day, you know, they don't care about player safety. They just want all these games played and all the money in. That's all they want. And they're going to push through.
If they care about player safety, I mean, you know, they're shutting the facilities down Monday and Tuesday because they're worried that players spent time with others, all over Thanksgiving. So why don't they shut it down Sunday? You don't think they have fucking COVID on Sunday if they're going to have it on Monday and Tuesday after playing on the field and not wearing masks and sweating on each other? I mean, it's all bullshit. They want to make their money on Sunday and then be like, on Monday and Tuesday, oh, we're going to shut it down. Oh, but wait, we're not shutting it down for the two teams that are playing on Monday and Tuesday, or the four teams. For those two games, those people can go to their facilities. I mean, it's just fucking stupid.
The NFL, man. It's the NFL.
I don't think any of us had the thought that the NFL was going to get this right, though, did we? Let's be honest.
No, I mean, I did think they were dumb for not sticking like an open week for everybody some way through the season to kind of allow shuffles to happen, considering how I knew they were going to push through no matter what. So just to give yourself that extra buffer, it was a no-brainer to me, but leave it to the NFL to not do something that seems like a good decision.
There was no reason not to have an extra spare week at the end of the regular season, so week 18 for these makeup games, and delay the playoffs a week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're still going to get your money. You're still going to play your games.
It'll be interesting to see what they do for the playoffs as far as, are they going to, you know, they have a plan as far as putting, maybe doing a bubble or something, because if you start losing, you can't put this fucking product that you put on the field today for the playoffs.
No,
like that Denver had. I mean, you just fucking.
Well,
can't,
I mean, if it's
it.
Our opponent, then yes, you can. But otherwise, no.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be, you know, it'll be some kind of way to screw us, I'm sure. But, you know, they're gonna have to do some kind of bubble where they only have playoff games at one location.
What happens if something happens to a playoff team, like what happens with the Ravens? You got 19 guys that all of a sudden,
look, the season ends. I'd take a break, a week. If they were smart, they'd take a week off and then start the playoffs. Test everybody. Do like the NBA did. Put them all in fucking hotels in the same city. Hard bubble. They can't go anywhere until they're out. If they were smart, that's what they would do. Put them in, I don't know. Shit, put them in downtown New Orleans. Nobody's fucking down there anyway because LaToya won't let anybody out. Put them there. Put them all the hotels down there. You know, and bus them to the games and they can't leave the area. Or, you know, shit, do it at fucking Disney World if you want to do it. Like the NBA did it.
Yeah, but you don't have a fee. You need an artificial field that can handle multiple games in a weekend.
You don't think that they put up those basketball courts pretty quick? Yeah, I guarantee you they can put up some fucking football fields.
They can play games in the convention center.
There you go.
They can do anything. I mean, we'll see what happens. To the league's credit, we haven't lost a game anywhere.
So far,
I don't give them credit for that. I don't know.
They're not going to allow themselves to lose a game.
They're not going to lose the money. They're not going to lose a game. That's ultimately what matters is the dollar. So
yeah. It's all right, so that was a nice little tangent. But any final thoughts on the game at all?
We got the win, few injuries. Who dat? Let's go. Fucking Falcons hate week starts tomorrow. 24-hour rule. Let's go fucking kill them dirty birds.
Yep. Amen.
All right, and with that, we'll leave you. We've got a few more shows coming this week, obviously. We've got our big show coming either tomorrow or Tuesday. We've got Taking the Over coming Wednesday. We'll have the BS and Beer up on Tuesday. And you can check us out on all the your podcast apps, your iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, whatever, or the old-fashioned way, DontPatrolPodcast.com. Say bye-bye,
say
donkeys.
Bye-bye, donkeys.
Later on. Bye-bye, donkeys.
Good night, Houdat Nation.